Hey guys, it's Day by Day Hacks. I've got Pastor Tim Brewer here with us, and he's helping us kind of understand what goes on in a pastor's heart and mind regarding his people's quiet time. And so, Tim, you told us last week that one of the things that you hope is going on is that people are praying for one another within your church, and you've got the weekly prayer list that you guys hand out. And then you say that you want people to be interacting with some questions that you guys give to your church based on sermon.
Right.
So first of all, let me ask, where did that idea come from and how long have you guys been doing that?
Oh, we've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
I guess just talking with life group leaders and just different people in the church, application is the target.
Yeah.
You know, we want the observation, interpretation, correlation of Scripture, but application is ultimately where we want to go.
Yeah.
And so as we met with different teachers and communicators within the church, that always surfaced was, okay, what's the application?
Right.
What do we do with this? How do you put handles on it? We want people walking out of here knowing exactly what God's calling them to do with the Word.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of evolved into, well, we need to do that with everything. Because I challenge every teacher, when you walk into that room, you know the target of what you're trying to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's your thesis thought in your lesson, but then what are you giving them when they walk out
right.
to continue to kind of ruminate on that?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I need to do that with a sermon just as well as every Bible study.
Right, yeah.
And so we just began incorporating that into our weekly handout to give people an idea, okay, when you walk out of here, it's not done.
Mm.
Okay, there you've got the information, and I've tried to be very applicable with my sermon as well.
Right.
But then there's further questions that'll even probe deeper.
So on your weekly handout, you've got a sermon outline or something like that, and
right.
then included with that are questions. And you're telling your people either on a weekly basis or pretty consistently that, hey, stick this in your Bible and do something with this.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Well, that's great. That's We do that at our church, and part of the reason that we went towards that was in a typical church week, you've got Sunday school, and then you've got Sunday morning corporate, and then you, at least in the old days, you had the training hour, mm-hmm. and then another corporate worship, and then Wednesday night Bible study. So
right.
you had five different Bible studies going on
mm-hmm.
that is just really difficult to reasonably keep up with,
right.
right?
Yeah.
And so our goal was to, let's give our people something that they can sink into all week long.
Right.
And so we do something similar with that sermon-based application.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't thought about taking questions to be used throughout the week. And
mm-hmm.
so that would just keep people constantly engaged
yeah.
with what you have preached. Are you preaching? Are you doing verse by verse?
Yeah.
So they're getting prepared for
right.
also what's next.
Yeah. We've been in Luke for a little over 2 years.
Okay.
And we're about halfway through.
Okay.
And so they know what's coming up
what's
the next
coming
week.
Up. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, there's the next tip for you that your pastor wants you thinking about, not just on Sunday, but all through the week, what the sermon has been about. Not because he wants you thinking about him, but because he wants you thinking about the Lord and his word. Until next week on Day by Day Hacks.